I thank the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation. I assume that the representative of the Russian Federation and the rest of the floor understands that that the chair is the guardian of the optimal way through which our work should proceed. And having received a request for the floor, which will take place at a certain point in our deliberations, could be now, could be a little bit later, could be at the end of our meeting. It is up to me to decide whether this will hinder the flow of the work in a way that is detrimental to the efficiency of our works or not. That's why, for example, we are not reopening the consideration of agenda item 4 or other agenda item 7 or any other items of the agenda, because there would be a risk of standing in the way of our procedures. Since I have assessed that a statement that will not consume sufficient time of our deliberations would not cause actually any harm, or any significant harm to the continuation of the work, and making better use of the available resources that member states put at the disposal of, the higher contracting parties put at the disposal of the CCW, I decided that we could revert to the previous practice. And although you indicate that this is not a point of order, in practice, what the distinguished delegate is doing is challenging a decision of the chair. So you are offering alternatives that already exist and can be made use of. But this is also in addition to the possibility of having the statement being delivered to all colleagues. And we have already indications by a number of members, and actually members that go beyond the European Union, that they have an interest to listen to the views of that particular delegation. And actually, this is perhaps one of the reasons why the CCW continues to be a forum that is well regarded by everybody, to the extent that we can count with the contributions that can come from the National Committee of the Red Cross, the civil society, intergovernmental organizations, the academia, business, anyone that has a consultative status with the ECOSOC. So I think that if we go in the direction of curtailing the possibility of those people to speak, we would then be damaging the credibility of this body. And I believe that this is not in the best interest of all. So I make an appeal to the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation that we revert back to my previous decision, that the distinguished representative that asked for the floor under agenda item 5 and any other that around here would like to deliver his or her statement so that we could then suspend our meeting and go for our break and carry out the necessary consultations. I do not believe that the attention that we are devoting to this topic, although very dear to your delegation, because otherwise you wouldn't be insisting so much into that, is understandable and might be grounded on different circumstances, but I still believe that what is at stake here is, on the one hand, my authority as chair, and secondly, the credibility of this body. I think that we would then be setting a very important precedent. I understand that once we will be involving the very important business of adopting our report, that are divergent perceptions as to how open our discussions could be. I grant that. But while we are here in session, and we have already agreed in the past that we could revert back to a particular agenda item to listen to a statement, I do not believe that we would be hindering our deliberations in any way. Russian Federation.